Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. The White House said Friday there is still time to avoid a government shutdown, but said Republicans need to stick with a bipartisan deal to keep the government open. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre spoke to reporters at the White House.
There's still time. We believe there's still time for that to not happen, for Republicans to do the right thing, to hold up their part of the deal and move forward with the bipartisan agreement. There's still time. And our focus is keeping the government open. That's what we want to see. And we hope Republicans want to do that. Republicans in Congress want to do that as well. And there's still time.
Republicans in the U.S. Congress mounted a third attempt to avert a government shutdown on Friday with only hours to spare after two previous plans were scuttled by President-elect Donald Trump and members of their own party. Republican Representative Ralph Norman told reporters that party leaders plan to hold a vote on a third spending bill, though he did not provide details. If Congress does not pass a spending package, funding for everything from law enforcement to national parks will be disrupted, and millions of federal workers will go unpaid. The Biden administration says it has decided not to pursue a $10 million reward it had offered for the capture of a Syrian rebel leader whose forces led the ouster of President Bashar al-Assad. The announcement followed a meeting in Damascus on Friday between the leader of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS, Ahmad al-Shara, who was once aligned with al-Qaeda, and the top U.S. diplomat for the Middle East, Barbara Leaf. HTS remains designated a foreign terrorist organization. Leaf told reporters that al-Shara had committed to renouncing terrorism, and as a result, the U.S. would no longer offer the reward. Leaf led the first delegation of U.S. diplomats into Syria since Assad's ouster. This is VOA News. According to government ministers in Croatia, a 7-year-old child was killed by a knife-wielding assailant who attacked a teacher and pupils at a Zagreb primary school on Friday. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
The country's interior minister said the attacker was a 19-year-old former school student, and the health minister said the attacker stabbed 5 people, wounding 4 and killing 1. Worried parents made their way to the school for more information.
On my way here, I met a neighbour whose child is in the 5th grade. The child came out of physical education in shorts, a short-sleeved T-shirt. They were in shock, couldn't say 2 coherent words, so yes, it obviously affected the children.
According to the Interior Minister, the suspect had a history of psychological problems and had tried to commit suicide last year. Zagreb's mayor proclaimed Friday a day of mourning, and Croatia's Prime Minister expressed his horror at the incident.
That was Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. President-elect Donald Trump is threatening to add the 27 countries that make up the European Union to the list of trade partners he'll place tariffs on unless the group takes steps to import more U.S. goods. Early Friday, Trump posted on social media that he told the European Union that they must make up their tremendous deficit with the United States by the large-scale purchase of our oil and gas. If they don't, he said, it is tariffs all the way. His transition team did not respond to questions seeking clarity. Residents of a Mayotte neighborhood damaged by Cyclone Chido heckled French President Emmanuel Macron when he toured it on Friday, complaining that potable water had not reached them nearly a week after the storm hit the Indian Ocean archipelago. Fiona Jones from Reuters has this report.
Mayotte officials have only been able to confirm 31 fatalities, but some have said they fear thousands could have been killed. The worst affected neighborhoods, hillside shanty towns, are yet to be reached by rescue workers. Macron extended his visit to Mayotte to spend more time surveying the damage. He told reporters on Friday that France had invested heavily in Mayotte, but that its institutions could not keep up with the arrival of undocumented migrants. He told the islanders authorities were scaling up distributions and that they could count on him.
That was Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Lawmakers have clashed in Taiwan's legislature after members of a leading political party broke into the building overnight to occupy the speaker's chair. The clash occurred when members of another major party forced their way in Friday morning to evict them. Taiwan media reports said some lawmakers were injured by the tussles. At issue are 3 bills being pushed by the Nationalist Party, including one that critics say would paralyze the Constitutional Court. The Democratic Progressive Party was attempting to block any votes on the bills. Photos and videos of the clash showed a crush of lawmakers pushing and shoving each other as Nationalist members forced their way in. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.